But on the question of whether any votes will be tipped one way or the other, well, Dr. Catherine Tenpas is a close watcher of the US presidency and politics. Her book is called Presidents as Candidates Inside the White House for the Presidential Campaign. She is with the Brookings Institution. I called her just as that raucous performance was winding up.
There are very few undecideds in this particular election based on polling data. So it's not only are those people engaged in watching the debate and then deciding at the end of it who they thought did better, are they even watching it in the first place? Because if really you're undecided by this point in the election, it strikes me that you haven't been paying attention to the last 4 years while Donald Trump has been president, let alone paying attention to the primary and the convention that selected Joe Biden to be the Democratic candidate. So generally speaking, what we say about these debates is they just reinforce predispositions. So if you're a Republican at the end of the debate tonight, you're going to say that Donald Trump did well. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to say that Joe Biden did well. This is only really for the undecideds, and that's a very small segment of the electorate.
I was wondering if one part of the electorate that might get to see something new and maybe have a different thought tonight would have been those watching Fox News, who would have seen the two men unmediated, relatively unmediated, despite Chris Wallace's efforts as moderator, for the full hour and a half going, issue to issue before anybody else at Fox gets a chance to sort of have a go at it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You know, it is a chance to see both of these candidates on the same stage talking for the most part uninterrupted. But I have to believe that if you are an avid watcher of Fox News, you're going to be watching the entire debate through the prism of being a Trump supporter. And so it doesn't really matter what Biden says. It's really not going to convince you because you're already sort of tied to some of the ideas and the conservative or Republican positions on certain issues.
One of the tactics that Joe Biden used periodically was to stare down the barrel of the camera and really address specific audiences. Might that have been something that cut through for him?
It may be. I mean, he clearly had trained for that because he would sort of look into the camera and he would say, "You." He clearly was not looking at Chris Wallace. And I noticed that Trump did not use that tactic at all. And I think that is more powerful than either looking at your opponent or looking at the moderator.
And the polls have been in favor of Biden, but in Florida, for example, crucial state, his support from the Latin community has been slipping. Where do you see the trend going after this debate? And I know it's risky to predict in politics.
Yeah. Well, and it's also a little bit hard to separate because 2 days before this debate, we had Trump's taxes come out and the fact that he paid $750 in 1 year. It's hard to separate whether it's just the impact of the debate or it's the revelation about his taxes and other things. But many times, people's opinions are sort of an amalgam of different issues and feelings, not just a single debate.
And Donald Trump used some of his final comments to talk again about a rigged election, casting doubt in particular on mail-in voting. He made claims that ballots are being sold by mailmen in West Virginia. How serious is the risk to the election from the president's commentary on that issue of mail-in voting?
Oh, he's definitely sort of setting the stage for being able to sort of cry foul after it's over if he doesn't win. What Americans need to understand is that I think there are 5 states that have had mail-in voting for over a decade or more, and they've never talked about rampant fraud. President Trump himself votes absentee and has voted absentee. So I don't think that's an issue. I think he's trying to make an issue. It's an election where he's losing, and at least it looks that way in the polls. And I think he's sort of trying to do whatever it takes to try to win this election.
I do have to ask you about the moderator, Chris Wallace. Not a shrinking violet when it comes to interviews. That was a tough one to moderate. Did he do well?
I don't really think so, but I'm not sure if anybody else could have done better. I think what they really need to do is to be able to sort of silence the mics and mute their
buttons.
Seriously, just like they do on Zoom, so that they can't talk when their time is up, because President Trump repeatedly interrupted Vice President Biden, and maybe Biden did it a few times also, but it didn't seem nearly as frequent. And they sort of cut into each other's time, and I think it made it difficult to follow. Like many times there would be sort of a rant, and I couldn't figure out I forgot what the last question was or where we were in the discussion. In a way, it just sort of added to the confusion. And so if you were a viewer trying to like learn about particular issues and the candidate's stance on issues, it muddied the waters even more.
Well, we have a vice presidential debate to come and we have the rest of the election to get through. Catherine Tenpas, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Seems everybody's at one on that mute button. US presidential politics expert Catherine Tenpas.